Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had three posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. On Monday, we described a study where the authors found that people with remission of recurrent low back pain had delayed onset of the lumbar multifidus, internal oblique, and transverse abdominis muscles during a lifting task compared to healthy counterparts. In the second post, we summarized an article where the authors reported that continuous and direct tactile feedback on the lumbar multifidus fails to facilitate muscle activation in people with and without low back pain. In the third post, we described a study where the authors found that recreational athletes with chronic ankle instability may benefit from balance training, especially with whole body vibration. If we take a closer look at that last post, we find that the authors explored the effect of whole body vibration training on balance and lean muscle mass among 51 recreational athletes with chronic ankle instability compared to balance training without vibration and a control group. Participants in the whole body vibration group stood on their unstable ankle limb and performed different balance exercises on a Bosu half dome ball with vibrations applied in three sets of four 45-second bouts with 45 seconds of rest in between. This was repeated three times a week for 6 weeks with exercise progressions at 3 weeks and increased vibration frequencies every 2 weeks. The group without vibrations performed the same exercise program and progression with the Bosu ball on the floor, and the control group maintained their current activity levels. Pre- and post-training balance was assessed with the STAR Excursion Balance Test and a Biodex Balance System Test, in which participants were required to balance on an unstable platform with visual feedback. Body composition was measured using a dual-energy X-ray absorptometry, or DEXA. The authors observed no differences over time between the three groups. However, balance groups had hints of improved balance with the STAR Excursion Balance Test compared with the control group. Only the whole body vibration training improved stability on the Biodex balance system. However, there were no differences in lean muscle mass for any of the groups. The results of this study highlight that balance training with or without vibration may improve balance among recreational athletes with chronic ankle instability. Furthermore, adding vibration to balance training may lead to unique improvements in balance outcomes compared to balance alone. It may be beneficial for future larger studies to verify these results. Vibration training may especially benefit patients with chronic ankle instability, since balance impairments are common in this population. It would be interesting to see if adding this additional layer of difficulty to balance training could help reduce ankle sprain injury risk in the future. It's important to note, though, that there is no commonly accepted dosage or method to apply vibrations, which may explain why some studies have found lean muscle mass adaptations and the current study did not. It may be important to individualize vibration training based on the patient's abilities and on the desired clinical outcomes. In all, clinicians should use balance training for recreational athletes with chronic ankle instability to improve balance. Furthermore, vibration training is an additional challenge that may be beneficial and is feasible to implement in clinical rehabilitation for patients with chronic ankle instability or others with balance deficits. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a research article where the authors concluded that foot posture influences plantar pressures, and each foot posture classification displays a unique pattern of plantar pressure. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses available through the Human Kinetics website. And also, if you or your patients are looking for a new compression sleeve or sock, please check out Zensa's compression products at Zensa.com. That's Zensah.com. Our co-founder recently checked out their products and thought that were great quality and would be ideal for individuals who need full mobility but would like the compression to enhance proprioception. For a limited time, you can get 10% off your order if you use customer discount code SMR10. That's SMR10 for 10% off. We'll have links to these courses and the ZenSub products on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.